You're listening to The Takeaway.
What are they feeling, those Sanfords? When South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford gave his rambling emotional confession last week, saying he was in love with a woman in Argentina, his wife Jenny was noticeably absent from his side. Yesterday, though, she said that her husband's actions were inexcusable, but that she is willing to forgive him. Last week, it was a political story. Earlier this week, it was, I guess it's fair to say, it was an open season on Mark Sanford. But we're starting to get into some of the serious issues that this entire story has raised for couples all over the United States. And here to talk about it is Mira Kirshenbaum, couples therapist and author of When Good People Have Affairs, Inside the Hearts and Minds of People Who Have Affairs. She joins us from Boston. Good morning, Mira.
Good morning. Thank you so much for including me.
Oh, sure. Let's first of all, talk about what is special about the Sanfords. I mean, this is played out completely in public with a narrative that I would say, if you include the Appalachian Trail and Argentina, seems pretty extreme in the circumstances. So what sets them apart from couples you deal with? And then let's talk about what's universal here.
You just nailed it. It's the fact that they're public. Otherwise, what they're going through is what most couples go through when an affair has been discovered. It's heartbreaking. It's crazy. Everyone is in panic mode. They don't know how to do damage control, and we're getting to see all of it.
So would you say the rambling news conferences that Mark Sanford has given are a sign that he's in panic mode?
Yeah, that he doesn't know what to do. I mean, he's feeling so many confusing things. He's in a place where he's never been before. And there's before I did the research for this book and for my nine other books, we didn't know anything about, or not much, what to do when people enter this state. And we had some slogans about, you know, throw the bum out if he has an affair or if he lies or he cheats. But we didn't really know what will help people. Now we know. And one of the things that has to happen is that he has to really take responsibility for what he's done. He has to see the consequences. He has to listen to Jenny's hurt. He has to be able to prove to her on a daily basis that, in fact, he will never, ever hurt her that way again if he decides he wants to stay with her.
It sounds like he's decided, though, the other way. I mean, he's talking about soulmates down in Argentina.
That's just part of the script. You know, that's what goes on. They flip-flop from minute to minute. One minute they're in love with one, and then with the other. They don't know what to do. And unfortunately, he's just spilling his dirty laundry in public. It's really making things worse.
Let's talk about the external for just a moment. I mean, if you looked around, it's the blogosphere and some of the press reactions. I mean, there's some people that just are making all sorts of sport about Sanford himself. There are even people that are taking Jenny and calling her a self-righteous person. Why would he want to stay with her? What do you make of the tendency of people to want to take sides?
Well, that's just a human nature, of course, and it's something we all have opinions about. The thing is, no one knows what's actually going on inside of their relationship unless they're working with a competent, trained therapist. Who else would know? And so we're all just speculating, including me. I know what everyone else knows. And I've got to say that my heart goes out to people in this situation because it's a terrible place to be. It's a heart attack for a relationship. And the fact is that it is preventable, and some couples come out of it much better, much stronger. But it depends on the capacity for forgiveness and the ability for the person who has been the cheating to really prove that he is sorry, and it's not just words.
Well, listen to this, Mira.
You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
I mean, you don't have to even, like, leave your record store, leave your iPod to find this issue in songs, in popular culture. I mean, it was actually Tina Turner's story. Her troubled relationship with Ike Turner. You say this is a preventable a phenomenon. How can couples prevent this from happening when it seems to be the narrative of almost everything that, you know, is involved with the way men and women interact?
First, you have to affair-proof your relationship. You do that by every single day doing the kinds of things that you used to do when you were falling in love, when you were first together. How long does it take to have a sexy, tender kiss? 30 seconds? We'll do it. People spend more time walking their dogs and watering their plants than they do on their relationship. And that's the price we pay as a society. People create more and more distance, and then because there are opportunities now that there weren't before, and there are resources for both men and women, the infidelity rate is much higher.
Is there a difference in the way couples work these things out of, say, the Spitzer scenario, where it's he went into a dark room with a prostitute versus someone who says, oh, this is a soulmate, this is a special person, I found this for the one time in my life?
This is the definition I use. If your spouse would feel betrayed if he or she knew what happened, then it's an affair. For some people, an emotional affair is much worse. For others, the sexual is much worse. It really depends on the person. But the good news is that you don't have to have these heart attacks. They're fully preventable. But you have to do the things every single day that keeps love alive.
Well, the challenge is certainly ahead for Mark Sanford and wife Jenny as they attempt to pick up their lives. And will they stay together? We don't even know, as Mira Kirschenbaum suggests. She's the author of When Good People Have Affairs, Inside the Hearts and Minds of People in Relationships, coming out this month. It's her 10th book. She's also the clinical director of the Chestnut Institute of Boston. Thank you, Mira.
My pleasure. Thank you.